Okay, good evening, everybody. Thank you all for coming. Thanks to Orlean for helping to make this happen. Thanks to Yitz for hosting and everybody else for helping make an event. Can't have a shiur, double shiur, or Leil Yun without people to come. I just thought I would start with a nice little hakdama just to connect what we're doing tonight to the upcoming holiday next week, to Chag HaShavuos. I think there's actually two ways that you can connect what our Yom Yun is, Leil Yun tonight is to Shavuos. It's really actually part of the same idea. There's a famous Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, which basically says that Shavuos is actually also a Yom Hadin, meaning Rosh Hashanah, we know, is the day of judgment for the year, but Shavuos is also another one of the days of judgment for something. Anybody know what that something is? You know? So the answer is that Shavuos, Atzeres, the Mishnah says, we are judged for Peros Ha'ilon, okay, for the fruits of the tree. How much fruit are you going to have to produce during the year? So I think that's a very, very nice reason why this is a very, very relevant time for having a set of shiurim on Trumos Umasros, demonstrating how much we give significance to and how important it is for us to deal with Peros Ha'ilon and the mitzvot that go together with it. And at a little of a deeper level, so there the Shlok quotes the Sefer of Yaakov Yosef, somebody rather.
Who's here tomorrow?
Second?
Who's here tomorrow?
Who's here? Not that Rav Yaakov Yosef. No. One of the Balei Chassidus, I think. Not exactly who it was. He quotes it here in the Nitzei Gavriel in his introduction. But basically, there's a famous idea that the Shlok brings down that Peros Ha'ilon could also refer to the neshamas of the guf, that the tree is sort of like the guf, and the Peros are the neshamas that sort of fly away towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that they're also judged for Limud HaTorah on Shavuos as well. And he has a whole arichas to explain how this connects, but we understand, obviously, if this is the holiday of Matan Torah Seinu, that it makes sense that we should extend the idea of Peros Ha'ilon interpreted homiletically to refer to being judged for Limud HaTorah as well. So hopefully with this Yom Iyun, we'll catch both points. We'll catch the points of establishing the importance of Limud HaTorah, of learning Torah, both on Shavuos as well as tonight as before Shavuos, as well as the idea of Peros Ha'ilon, of the literal meaning of the Mishnah, of being judged for the how much produce we will be grown during the year, and hopefully this should be a merit for all of us and for the Klal Yisrael to have a good year in terms of growing produce in Eretz Yisrael here. And I will turn it over now to Rav Orlean for everything, the demonstration and his shiur.
What I'd like to do is to focus mostly on the very, very practical side of Hafrashas Trumos Umasros, go over what the necessary background, and to do together with you a Hafrasha. Someone from Toras HaChaim has been speaking to me during the past few weeks, and he's also just gave a shiur this week on Hafrashas Trumos Umasros, and he said, well, he's getting some fruit of Tevel, would he like me to get some also? So I said, oh, fine, that would be helpful. So I have here two boxes of cherry tomatoes, so we'll be able to distribute them afterwards, and we can all together do it. So those who haven't had a chance to practice will have a chance to do so. Okay? Well, if there aren't enough, maybe we should just share them. Okay? We'll begin with... do we need extra? Okay. I'll begin now. A lot of the stuff, some of you, I'm sure, will know a lot of it, some of you will know some of it, and I always say, but there's always Ein Beit Midrash below Chidush. Even those who have done this, have experienced and have learned, there'll be, I'm sure, some new points that will come to light, and as I said, I'm going to focus... What? Just say it. I'm going to focus mostly on the standard of Vazirovsky. We'll discuss other additional details that come up. Okay, let's begin with a general discussion of what are the required hafrashos of Trumos Umasros during the course of the various years. I have to know that, in general, the Trumos Umasros are dependent to a certain extent on the Shemitah cycle. Right? Every 7 years is a Shemitah, and the Trumos Umasros cycle is divided into two groups within each Shemitah, meaning that we have years 1, 2, and 3, and then 4, 5, and 6. Shemitah, there is no obligation of Trumos Umasros, right? It's based on Psukim, one of the simple explanations is that everything is hefker, and stuff which is hefker is not obligated in Trumos HaMaisus, and therefore, since the Shemitah year everything is hefker, there's no obligation of Trumos HaMaisus during the Shemitah year. Now, there are those who understand a little bit differently, based on a different pasuk, the Asakasev. In any case, Shuvias, generally speaking, there's no Trumos HaMaisus. Okay, so I get to a question about the process. Not mafki, what happens if it's fruit produce that belongs to a goy? Right? There are certain details, but begadol, as we say, there's no shmita. During the other 6 years, though, there is obligation to be mafish, chumos, umaisus. As you see in the chart here, there are basically five potential candidates for chumos umaisus. We never do all five, or typically we don't do all five. Okay, although, right, so let's explain what happens. We have the first hafrasha is that of truma gedola. Okay, as the chart is broken as to the kind of hafrasha, what we do with it min haTorah, what we do with it today, whether it has kedusha, and how is it typically said in the nusach. Okay, this chart was mentioned, prepared by the other person who gave the shir. Okay, so his name is Rav David Miron. The first hafrasha is that of truma gedola. Truma gedola, based on the pasuk, v'shita gancha tiyoshcha v'tzrecha titen lo. Who is truma gedola given to? Truma is meant to be given to the kohen. Okay, how much do you have to give truma?
Okay,
so it doesn't say, and therefore the din d'oraisa says that any amount is enough. The Gemara expresses it in the following language: afilu chita achat, even one. Great, one wheat, poteret et hakri kulo, is enough to exempt the entire pile of wheat. That's even if you give it any, there is no minimal amount. Any amount that you give for truma suffices midoraisa. Hachamim, however, wanted to make sure the kohen got some reasonable amount, and therefore they established a shear of approximately 2%. Why do I say approximately? Because the Gemara says, one second there, that there is Ayin Yafa, those who are generous, give 1/40, which is 2.5%. The average person is recommended to give 2%, 50th. And Ayin Ra, a person who is either stingy or unable to, gives a 60th, which is 1.666, etc.
It's
okay?
Nothing to do with
Batel B'Shishim. No, it's Ayin Yafa, Ayin Ra, it's 40th, or 50th, or 60th. Let's work with the average of the 50th, 2%, is the recommended amount that Chacham required for Truma. Yeah, David. Okay, so an important point to mention, which David obviously has a vested interest in that question, okay, the rule about all these hafrashot is that until the hafrasha is done, the food is tevel, the food is prohibited, and even a kohen who himself will eat the Truma, he is not allowed to eat the tevel until he designates the truma.
If he
can eat his own truma after it's been separated. But if you were to eat the tevel, I think you would be obligated just as much as I would be for violating the iser of tevel. Once the truma is separated, you can keep it for yourself, whereas I have to give it to you. Okay, so that's it. Now, the significance of the din d'oraisa is very, very important nowadays, because truma has to be eaten b'kedusha v'tahara. Truma has to be eaten b'tahara, and therefore, since the kohanim nowadays are not tahorim, often the food itself is not tahor, and therefore it's not possible to eat the truma. As such, basically usually we throw the truma in the garbage because we don't have anything to do with it. Okay? Now, obviously, if we're throwing it in the garbage, we have no reason to take 2% and throw it in the garbage. When the kohanim were getting it, then we were interested in giving them a significant amount, so we gave them 2%. But nowadays, we have no interest in feeding the garbage 2% of our food. We feed much more than 2% of the food to the garbage, unfortunately, but we're not interested in feeding 2% of the good food that we want to eat to the garbage. And therefore, we resort nowadays back to the Ika Din D'Oraisa that we give a kol shehu. We just give any small amount for truma, and that way we don't waste food unnecessarily. The other thing that can be done, let's move on with this. Okay?
Can I just ask questions? Or
yeah.
You
no, yeah, yeah, yeah. Please ask questions. Please go ahead.
Rashid Gancha is a wheat.
Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm. Tiroshcha is
Tirosh's grapes, mm-hmm. Wine,
oil.
Okay, yes, excellent. Excellent, thank you for pointing this out. According to most poskim, the only hafrash is chumas mas midoraisa is for dagan, tirosh, yitzhar. Grain, wine, and oil. Or hafrash is chumas mas on vegetables, on fruits, on beans, and everything else, according to most poskim, is dirabanan. The Rambam seems to indicate that fruit also, he seems to make a distinction between fruit and vegetables, but the majority of poskim assume that only dagan, tirosh, yitzhar is midoraisa, whereas all the other hafrashes are dirabanan. The truth is nowadays the hafrash is drabanim for a number of other reasons. First of all, it's a question whether there seems to be a link between hafrash chumas and maizes and yovel and shmita. And since we don't have yovel, because unfortunately we don't have all the Jews in Eretz Yisrael yet, so chumas and maizes. So therefore, there's no yovel. As such, the shmita is only drabanim, and as such, chumas and maizes is also drabanim. Furthermore, according to the Gemara Zedrasha, stuff which is bought also seems to be only midrabanan. A lot of the questions about the details of that. So therefore, most of chumas mas we'll be doing nowadays will be midrabanan on three scores. Number one, that it's not dagan tirosh v'yitzhar. Number two, that we don't have kedusha. Well, first of all, we don't have kedusha saras no matter what it is. Number two, it's usually not dagan tirosh v'yitzhar. And three, it's usually lokua. Okay? Nonetheless, even though it's in many cases a triple midrabanan, we treat, since chumas mas, this is a very basic connection to Eretz Yisrael, a very important mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. We don't always give all the kulas. We don't necessarily say, well, it's a drabbanan, let's be making all the sfeikos. We treat it, since it has a basis in the Torah, we do treat it seriously. We not necessarily make it on all the sfeikos and say everything is a safi drabbanan. We do treat the mitzvah very seriously.
But there's another issue about this, about it being drabbanan, that it's drabbanan with a Akala, the akala, the akala, and in the end, he tells the chaklai, which is a non-religious guy, look, we're Jews, we need to give this to the kohen, and this to the levy, and this to the, yeah, so we'll do a blessing and we'll throw everything to the garbage bin. Yeah. And that's Chilul Hashem, which is worse.
This becomes an interesting question. If upholding a din d'rabbanan is considered a Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem is when we act in a way which is not in a way we are not supposed to act. We are obligated to observe mitzvah d'rabbanan, and the Rambam almost says that mitzvah d'rabbanan d'oraisa, and the fact that we are required to listen to d'rabbanan. One of the mitzvahs of the Torah is to listen to d'rabbanan. So therefore, since the Torah tells us to listen to d'rabbanan, so we have to treat it. Okay, I don't know if you can say it the same, but we are obligated to fulfill it nonetheless. And it's no Chilul Hashem. We have to know how to present it to him. But this is the halacha. If it's drabbanan, it's drabbanan. It doesn't make a difference. Drabbanan required us, and we are obligated to follow drabbanan, and therefore we can't say, "Well, it's not drabbanan, so it's not so bad if we don't do it." It doesn't make a difference. We are obligated to follow drabbanan the same way, and therefore it's not a chilul Hashem. We just have to present it properly.
What is the original reason why the rabbis decreed that all fruits and vegetables, just because they were afraid that we wouldn't do it for these?
Oh yeah, as an extension, perhaps we can say the Torah focused on the three most important products then. I don't think they grew much. They didn't grow vegetables then. They didn't grow that much fruit. The only three major products they had then were dung, tirosh, v'yitzhar. Okay, nowadays we've expanded, and Chazal felt it was appropriate to extend the mitzvah to all produce.
Okay? Question about
Uma. What?
It says here that it's a form.
Yeah.
Is most deteriorated.
Let me mention that. The Nusach HaFrasha, one of the things that happens to be when you declare, it's not enough just to say Truma should be so. I have here a plate of, okay, let's say this was Teva, I have my tomatoes here. I can't just say 1% or 2% is Truma. I have to designate which of the fruits are Truma. Where are? I have to either say the top 2%, the bottom 2%, the right, well, right, the northern 2%, the southern 2%, the 2% closest to the window. Right, I have to designate, or to say these five. You have to designate specifically where it is. You can't just say somewhere in here. Right, there's a need to specify it. And therefore, in the Nusach HaFrasha, we typically
talk about north and south, some use top and bottom, simply because we need to define where it is. Someone talked about doing left and right. I wasn't so happy about using left and right, because left and right relative to what? Now, if I'm sitting at the table, I mean, so I guess I can say this left and right. What if I have a little bit of an angle? So is left this, or is left this? Exactly, how do you define left? What if the food are like this? So I'm not sorry about left and right, because it's not absolute. North, south, up, down are absolute. Again, you don't have to know. Again, you don't necessarily have to know. We'll get to in a second. Right? You don't necessarily have to know, but you have to declare. We'll see when you have to. So therefore, that's the Nusach HaFrash is typically here, and we'll get to. We'll come back to why a little bit more than 1%.
This is called north of the carry.
What?
North of the carry.
If right, the carry is a pile of the grain, right? So that would be the northern part of the carry. Okay, next. After, and the Torah requires us also to give the Truma Samaisis in order. Basically, it says in the Pasuk, Reshit Digan Tishka, sorry, Lotach, sorry, Reshit Meyatcha Bidimacha Lotacher. There's a requirement to do things in order. After Truma Gedola, the next thing to do is Ma'iser Rishon. Okay, what is that based on the Pasuk? Kiet Ma'asar B'nei Yisrael Sheirim Al Adonai Truma Nasati Lalviim Lenachala. Okay, that Levim were given 10% of the produce is meant to be given to the Levim. Why the Levim privileged characters to get 10%? Very simply, the Levim didn't get a share in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, the land was divided to all the Shvatim. The Levim didn't get a share because they were meant to be public servants. Since they're meant to be public servants, they didn't get a share in the land. All right, everyone got a little bit extra, essentially. Okay, and therefore it's only fair, right, the assumption that the people would work and provide them, whereas the Levim are doing the public service for the people. Okay, and therefore the Levim are basically getting their 10% as a salary, okay, for being public servants, and therefore the Chumasama, the Hafrash of the Maaser, is 10% going to the Levi. Now, notice it says 10% Mehanishar, because essentially, since the Chumasama is given in sequence, you give out of whatever is left. So if we took off, if you want to be mathematical, let's say in the times of the Gemara, when you took off 2% for the Truma, you have 98% left. So when you give a tenth of that, you're really only giving 9.8% of what you originally had. If we're giving now a very small amount, okay, so it doesn't make such a difference, because, you know, if you took off a hundredth, thousandth, or you know, 10,000, so you're down to 99.9, so it doesn't really effectively make much of a difference. But in any case, Ma'aser Rishon is 10%. And here we get to, so in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, this was given to the Levi. Now you have the question, what happens nowadays? The Ma'aser, unlike the Truma, does not have any Kedusha. And therefore the Ma'aser can be eaten nowadays. And therefore there's no problem at all, it's a wonderful thing to do. A person has Ma'aser, take the 10%, he should go over to Heaven Levim here. Doesn't Levi?
Can a
coin
count as a Levi?
Coin can count as a Levi. Okay, there's a whole discussion which we're not going to get into, but the bottom line, the answer is yes. Okay, but we have here a Levi, a resident Levi, and therefore he is entirely, we want to give the Meiser, so we have a candidate here, we can give him, if we want to, also give David, but David gets enough other stuff, he gets all the tongue. Anyway, so, alright, so he gets all the tongue, he can feed all his dogs, all his cats, all his animals, he can also feed the Chuma, because you also feed the Chuma Tmei, you can feed the animals, so if anyone gives David, you have any pets, David? What? Bird. So if anyone wants to give David some food for his bird, you can also do that. Okay, the Truma, instead of throwing the garbage. Anyway, so the Ma'aser has no Kedusha, does not have to be eaten Betara, and therefore you can get your Ma'aser and eat it. Okay? If you want, after you also give it, you can also serve it to your guests, you can give it away as a gift, you can do what you want. It's money. Now, therefore, nowadays, there's no reason not to give the Ma'aser Sheni, the Ma'aser Rishon, I'm sorry. However, there is the Chazon Ish many years ago, right, which for a home setting doesn't make such a difference. What's the difference? You bought 10 apples, right, so to give one apple to Levi is not such a big deal. But if you're a farmer and you have to give, in addition to all your taxes and everything else, you have to give 10% to the Levi, that was basically the taxes, right? You gave to Levi, you gave to Aniyah. The Truma Samaises were a good part of the taxation for the social, you know, for. But nowadays, and we're paying all the taxes anyway, and we also have to give Truma. So the Chazon Ish mentioned gave a kula, which most people, at least most Ashkenazim, rely upon, that since nobody can prove, I asked who's a Levi, so Kevin said, I'm a Levi. Right? He claims, how do you know he's a Levi? I told the Gabe he's a Levi. His father told him he's a Levi. But we don't have any...
He called himself a Levi.
Right? His last name, okay? I can call myself Levi too. You know, we have a cone in the shul. It's not a coin. Okay? And, so there's a... So since we don't have any proof, since again, the issue is monetary, as far as again, the hafrasha must be made. You must, because if you don't mafish the maaser, it remains tevel, you're not allowed to eat it. However, when it comes to giving it, so as soon as Kevin comes and says, hey, this is mine, I'll say, who proved to me you're a Levi? Who's to say that you have any more rights to these tomatoes than I have? Okay, because you say you're a Levi, but how do I know that? What's the rule, the basic rule by any mamos? If someone claims I owe him money, right, what's the rule? Hamotzi mechaviro alav haraya. Someone who wants to collect has got to prove that he's entitled to the money. And since no Levi in the world can prove, right, then in the olden times, they used to have a clear Masorah generation to generation, and people can testify that I knew for a fact that his father was, and therefore gets passed on generation to generation, and we know for a fact who the Levium were. Okay? What?
And in
Yan Lehidur. Okay, so yes. And therefore, right, so therefore, the Chazan Shira says there is no obligation after being mafish the Maiser to give it to the Levi. However, a person who wants to give it to the Levi, Matovo Manon, he has a chance to do the mitzvah, not the mitzvah of Rasha, also the mitzvah of Netina. So a person who wants to be marfish and give to the Levi, that's terrific. Of course, this is only if it's Tevel Vadai. If a person is being marfish only Misafek, that's he born in a place where he's not sure about the Hashgacha. So he wants to be on the safe side, he's going to be mafish. Here for sure we're going to say Motzim Mechavarol of Haraya, maybe the whole Afrasha was not necessary, and therefore certainly you're not going to have to give it to you. Right? So this, but if you have Tevel Vadai, a person does not have to give it to the Levi because monetarily he can't prove he's entitled to it, but a person who wants to, is certainly it's a good thing to do, and you have the opportunity to do the mitzvah Santina to the Levi. Okay? He mentioned that Sephardim have apparently a greater leaning in that direction. Okay, fine. So this is Truma and Maaser Rishon. Yes.
Again, in times of Beit Hamikdash, when there was real Levium.
Right.
So some Chabad shlichim get sent to Zimbabwe, and there's no Levium in Zimbabwe.
It doesn't make a difference.
Do they have a responsibility to send it to another place where there is a Levium?
Yes. Okay. So as far as how far, you know, as far, what do you do? We have to bear in mind that essentially it is money for the Levi. There is a possibility, which we'll get to later, if he wants, if the Levi can also say, because again, there's no kedusha to it, it's just a monetary issue. So let's say he has in Zimbabwe, he's got 50 shekel, I don't know what currency they have in Zimbabwe, right, he's got 50 shekel of maaser, he can call up a Levi and say, look, I've got 50 shekel of maaser for you. Do you mind if I eat it and I'll send you a check for 50 shekel? Okay, so we'll get to that. We'll get to that a little bit later.
And if there was a Kohen, he would still be chayim to do it? If there was a Vadai Kohen, but not a Vadai Levi?
I'm sorry?
If there was a Vadai Kohen...
Then the same thing, right? Because if there was a Vadai Kohen, then you'd have to give him the Maaser, because he is entitled to Maaser also. And if he can prove that he's a Kohen, if he's an established Kohen, then we would have to give him.
I think like Avram Shapiro has a Yichus to Ezra Sofer.
Okay, so again, his Yichus is against something that no one can testify that Yichus is authentic.
Okay.
He may have a list which his grandmother gave, you know, his grandfather, whatever. Okay, so again, I don't know. But I don't know if anyone can have that, how that has been authenticated by testimony through the years. Okay, now, after the Levi gets his share, all right, so the Levi got 10% of the produce. Yeah?
Sorry, you've got an option to give it to the Levi, but there's no option to give it to the Truma.
Correct, because the Kohen can eat it because he is tummy. So therefore, as I said, a Kohen can feed it to his animals. So if there's a Kohen who has rabbits, and you have carrots or lettuce or whatever, and you want to give your lettuce or your carrots of Truma to the Kohen who has rabbits, then that's fine. What is done nowadays for people, because we're talking on small terms. Okay, we'll get to a little bit later. But what do you do when you have a large amount? So there are farms or mishakim, kibbutzim. The biblical zoo is owned by Kohanim. And therefore, when there are quantities, we'll get to the second why there are quantities. When there are quantities of truma that's given to farms or zoos that are owned by Kohanim, so because the truma, which is tameh, can also be fed, can be done two things with it. It can either be three things. Either thrown in the garbage, two, given to an animal of a Kohen, or three, burned, which is good for oil. That's why you'll find before since it works out well, the season for making oil is just shortly before Hanukkah. So right before Hanukkah is when all the Aleph presses are in business, and about a month before Hanukkah, you'll suddenly have oil of truma. So that can be given to the Kohanim, and they can use it to light.
Why is it
tamei? Okay, so we'll get why is it tamei? It becomes tamei because the machine is likely tamei. Even if the fruit itself is not tamei, the Kohen himself is tamei. How did the Kohen become tamei? The Kohen maybe touched something which is tamei. He may have visited the funeral of a relative. He may have not. His wife may have gone to a funeral and come home with a necklace, right, that she wore at the funeral, and that necklace he may have touched, in which case it also will be matame him. Okay, there are many ways that people become tame. Okay, he may have sat on a bench, which someone, okay, there are all kinds of ways that people become tame. Some can be removed by mikvah, some can't be removed by mikvah, and therefore we assume that your average person walking around is tame, and we are usually concerned that people are also tame meis. Because even if they weren't actually at a funeral, there are ways to contract to masmeisi without actually being in direct contact with the dead body. Okay? Fine. So we've taken off a little bit for truma. In the times of Beis HaMikdash, take off about 2%. We rely on any small amount for truma. Next, we take off 10%, which is for the Levi. In the times of when we knew, when the times when there was a firm, clear testimony, or clear the knowledge who was a Levi, we had to actually give it to the Levi. Nowadays we don't have to because no Levi can prove that he's his, but if a person wants to, you know, has a chance to do the mitzvah, why not? If he'd like to, it's terrific. Now the Levi, after he gets his 10%, is not finished there. He can't eat it. He's got to share that with the Kohen. He has to also give, we call it Trumas Maaser, to the Kohen. That's based Pasuk Vilhalvim to Daber, etc. The Levi has to give a tenth of what he got to the Kohen.
That keeps them also.
Well, no, because again, in a certain sense, remember we said before that the Maaser is basically the Levi's salary for being public servants. But the same way that the Jew has to give to the Kohen, it seems a little bit different. Doesn't seem more of a salary, since they are the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the same way that any Jew from his produce has got to give to the Kohanim as an offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to the Levim who gain this money as a salary also have to take off a Maaser as their donation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose representatives are the Kohanim. And therefore the Levim also have to give a Maaser min HaMaaser. Now here, however, the Torah gives us a specific number. Whereas Truma Gedola, ironically, we said that you're allowed to give any small amount midaraisa. When it comes to the Chumas Maaser, we have a definite amount. Maaser min HaMaaser. Okay, since the Levi got a tenth, he has to get a tenth of what he has. That comes out to roughly 1% of the original amount. And here we can't play games anymore. And this, again, this Chumas Maaser has all the halachas of Chuma, and therefore has to be eaten by Kedusha, and therefore, again, nowadays, there's nothing to do with it except for either throw in the garbage, feed it to an animal, or burn it. So here, we run into, on the commercial level, perhaps one of the biggest issues, as we mentioned before about the zoos and the farms. When you go to Tnuva, and they've got 3,000 tons of apples, okay, the Truma, they can take one apple, and for 3,000 tons of apples, that one apple is enough for Truma. But they then have to take out of the 3,000 tons, 300 tons of Maaser, and out of the 300 tons, 30 tons become Maaser min HaMaaser. 30 tons become Trumas Maaser. And that, as I said, either has to be discarded, and to discard 30,000 tons, it's Chaval. Okay? All right? So that's why we try to give it, on the commercial level, they try to, I said, the kibbutzim, whatever we're talking about, we can get quantities, not so much quantities of truma, but on the commercial level, you'll have quantities of trumas maiser, because ultimately 1% of the produce becomes trumas maiser. And chavas, if you're talking about in the house, okay, so you got 10 tomatoes, all right, so a tenth of a tenth, all right, so one tomato is maiser, and a tenth of the tomato is going to be trumas maiser. Okay, so a tenth of the tomato you can afford to throw out. But on the commercial level, we don't want to throw it out, and therefore we try to have animals of koanim to be able to feed that too. But in any case, there's nothing that can be done about it if you don't have a coin with animals. It has to be discarded.
For Arya Levia.
What?
For Arya Levia, he saw a certain section around Arya Levia that had the ability to be able to plant fields that belonged to the Levia.
They did have some, but that wasn't their primary. Whatever they had was incidental. They didn't.
They still grow things.
Right, they grew some stuff, but not quite in this. Again, the Levim would also have to be mafresh from their own produce, the same way as everybody else. But they would get to keep it, but their main job was as public servants, and therefore the Torah wanted us to give ma'aser to Levi as a salary for them. Yeah. Okay, right. Nowadays, if we're not actually going to give the ma'aser to Levi, Levi won't be able to then do the next day. Therefore, it's possible for the Jew, or the person, you, who are doing the hafrasha, to do the job for the Levi. Okay? You can, after being mafresh, the maaser, then say, okay, now I have here my 10%, I'm going to take 1% as a trumas maaser, you can do it on behalf of the Levi. Okay? And that's, okay, and this becomes critical, that's why you'll find in the Nusach Hafrasha, we set aside, if you just want to take a quick look at the other sheet, okay? It says to, as far as being mafish, assemble together each type of produce, because you can't mix and match, you have to be mafish from each type. If you have 10 oranges and 10 tomatoes, you can't say, I'll be mafish from my oranges on the tomatoes, you have to take from the oranges and from the tomatoes. Separate more than 1% of each type of produce for truma and trumat maaser. Okay, why does it say more than 1%? Because we said you have to take off a little bit, something for truma, and ultimately we're going to get in stage 3, we're going to first be after the truma, we're going to be in stage 2, mafish the maaser. Stage 3, we're going to mafish the maaser min ha-maaser, which is going to be about 1%. And that is not to be discarded. So for pragmatic ease, we cut off first more than 1%, which is meant to contain the truma, and what will be ultimately the truma's maaser. Okay, Phil? Another view, okay. All right? But okay, so this is as far as Trumas Meiser. What? Everyone has to do this, and this is in all 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, except for the last year, except for Shemitah itself. Meiser, Truma, Meiser Rishon, and Trumas Meiser is all 6 years.
So is it something that some should be ready and another ready?
What? You have to give truma.
Right.
You have to give truma. Then you have to give maaser to the levy,
right,
from which you have to give to another 10% of that to the kohen.
Right.
Okay. But as I said, the maaser itself has no particular kedusha, and therefore it's just a monetary issue. Since the levy can't prove it's his, I can keep it because he can't prove it's his. He can't prove he's a lady. But the truma, if I eat it, it's usher to eat truma. There's a serious issue called misa b'de shamayim to eat truma. For Yisrael to eat truma is an issue of misa b'de shamayim. And therefore, we don't want to get involved in that, and we remove it. In years now, the next thing we have in 3, there's one of two additional types of maaser. In years 1, 2, 4, and 5, there's an obligation to be mafish maaser sheni. Maaser sheni, whereas in years 3 and 6, we give maaser ani. Maaser sheni, what is supposed to be done? We said aser taser kot vatarecha, and what are you supposed to do with maaser sheni? Maaser sheni in the good old times was supposed to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim. Okay? However, there is a logistical problem. Maaser also has to be in the Kedusha, the Tahara, I should say, And therefore, since we are not able to eat the Ma'aseh Sheni B'Tahara, we are also not able to eat the Ma'aseh Sheni. However, there is an alternative, unlike Chuma that has to be thrown in the garbage. Ma'aseh has an option of redeeming it on a coin. Okay, you can take your Ma'aseh, which is also good if you don't want to carry it. If a person has a lot of produce out here in Yad Binyamin, it doesn't want to schlep it all up to Yerushalayim. There's an option of redeeming its Kedusha on a coin and then taking the coin on and Yerushalayim, buying food in Yerushalayim. So there is the option of redeeming by Ma'aseh Sheni, there is the option of redeeming on the coin.
But when
you buy food in Kedusha, you need to eat it. And therefore, again, we're a little bit stuck that even no matter how you slice it, we can't really do anything about the Ma'aseh Sheni. However, here also we have that leniency that even if you have a whole container, boxes of fruit, you can be midoraisa, you're allowed to be poder on a small coin. Even if it's worth hundreds of shekel, you can be poder on a pruta, on a small coin, and you fulfill your obligation of pidyon. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, we didn't want you doing that because then you're essentially cheating. The whole point is if you go to Yerushalayim and to eat there and spend time there and to be able to buy food there and enjoy the spirituality of the city. But nowadays, since again we don't have that possibility, because even if we put pull down a coin, ultimately we have to buy food in Yerushalayim and eat it betara. Even if we buy fish in Yerushalayim with the Ma'aseh Sheni, I have to eat the fish betara. Okay? And therefore we can't do it nowadays, and therefore we again resort to redeeming it on a small coin. And that small coin, ultimately, either we destroy or we subsequently redeem it further. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Okay, if we get a chance, we'll have Elliot talk about it. Okay, fine. In years 3 and 6, okay, now, years 3 and 6, we have, instead of Ma'aseh Sheni, we have Ma'aseh Ani, where it says, Mikzei Shalosh Shanim, Tatzid Kol Ma'aseh Tefuatcha. And there's, therefore, we have 10% of what's left. By the way, 10% of what's left is about 9%. This is where it took off Ma'aseh. The Ma'aseh Sheni, the Ma'aseh Ani is really 9% of what was of the original amount. Because we took off 10. If we had 100, we took off 10 for Ma'aseh Rishon. We have 90 left. And therefore, the Ma'aseh Sheni, the Ma'aseh Ani is going to be essentially 9% of the original. Now, this again has no Kedusha. And it's supposed to be given, it's essentially like tzedakah, if you want to call it, think of it in our terms, has to be given to an Ani. Here we have a little bit more of a challenge in the Ma'aseh, because as a Ma'aseh, the Chazanish was able to, we're a little bit able to play games. We're able to avoid. We're not absolutely required to give the Ma'aseh Rishon. Ma'aseh Ani is a little bit more complicated because, unfortunately, there are people who we can know are in financial need, and therefore there's no really no excuse not to give the Ma'aseh Ani. Becomes a question of how about to give it. If it's definite, if it's not tevel vaday, so again misafek. Let's say you bought it from the store, which is not zuktei hashkacha, then again one doesn't have to give it. But if it's tevel vaday, then there is a requirement to give the ma'aser on it. Okay. So summarizing what we just learned, if we put it all together, going down in sigah. So why don't you say it? Okay. First thing we give is Chuma Gdola, which is supposed to be given to the coin. The problem we have nowadays is what? And therefore, what do we do with it in practice? Throw it out. We take a small amount, and we have to throw it out.
We say throw it out.
Right, you can enough? just put it in. It should be disposed of with kavod. Okay. Therefore, it should be wrapped up in a bag. For some reason, a lot of people say double wrap it. Okay, okay. But it should, in any case, it should be wrapped up in it. Just put it in a baggie, put it in the garbage.
What? Can be fed to the dog.
Can be fed to the animal or burned.
Of a Kohen.
Yeah, or burned.
Or burned.
Burned. The rubbish bin isn't the way of this, isn't the right way of disposal.
What?
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be burned. It can just be disposed of.
It's horror would be something that might have to be buried.
Right.
I think there's something
right.
Even today you have to bury it rather than.
Okay, right. There's certain problems. Okay, because if it didn't become tamei, okay, then it's, all right. Now, okay, so that's it. Then we give after Chuma, we give Ma'aseh Rishon, which is how much? 10%, which is supposed to get to Levi. Nowadays, what do? We gypped them. Okay, generally speaking, if someone wants to give it to them, fine. After Ma'aseh Rishon, what do we have to do? Chumas Ma'aseh, okay? Which, like the Chuma, what do we do with it? dispose of it, and therefore, bottom line, a little bit more than 1% has to be disposed of, which concludes both the truma and the truma smaisa.
Do we have to do a separate truma at that point?
What?
You have to cut off a separate piece of
truma. Okay, so the logistically, you have to declare each thing in sequence. The logistics is less critical, and therefore, at the beginning, you can cut off a little bit more than 1%, and then you will say, I have here a little bit more than 1%, a drop of it is truma, the 1% here, and another 9%, and that's what we're going to say in the Nusach. The little bit here is truma. The remaining 1% and another 9% is Maiser. The 1% here is Shumas Maiser. And now I have here Maiser and Shumas Maiser. This goes in the garbage. And then I say, and the other remaining 10% of what's left becomes either Maiser Risho, Maiser Sheni, which we then are Pode, or Maiser Ani, which we should be giving, idea if it's Tevel, to a Levi.
Small questions?
Yes, okay.
You need to. The only problem with Tevel is. Eating it?
Tevel, you're allowed to get a hanah from, you're just not allowed to eat it, yes.
Yeah. And
although it depends what shabbat. Certainly, like to feed it to your animals is not allowed. A hanah which uses it up is not allowed. You're allowed to sit on it. If I have a sack of tomatoes, that's a potato, not tomatoes. If you have a sack of potatoes, which is tevel, you can sit on it.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not asa banah, but you can't. You can't eat it, nor can you feed it to animals.
I can
That's a separate question whether you can make a bracha b'samim or something you're not allowed to eat.
Because Haibonus also has a question.
Okay, that's
right.
Okay. What? I don't remember. That's a Hilchos Brachos issue.
Now, if I get herbs and I find worms in them,
right.
And now I won't eat them.
Right.
So I'm not supposed.
Right. So I just did. I just made a rock on them. Right. Yeah. That's okay. Right. Is there
worms?
Okay. Anyway. No, right. Now, so
we're good.
Okay. Yeah. Now, so I don't think that there's. Let me double check that. I don't think there's a problem making of some. We'll check that. Okay. Alright, so this is as far as introduction, okay? Rafeli, what do we do? Do Marav?
Oh.
Should we dive Marav now, or just finish?
From in here.
What?
From in here.
Right, I'm saying. Okay. Alright, so let's move over now. Okay, so this is the background. Okay, with this, let's move over. We'll go over quickly the Nusach HaFrasha, and then we'll give out the cherry tomatoes, and we can all do it. Now.
We kind of did today, Rami Levy and Supersol all do that precious form.
Yes, right? The Mashkiach, right? I don't know if the Rami Levy does it, but he has his Mashkiach, whatever Hashkacha service he has their Mashkiachim who do it for you. Okay? Some places the Hashkacha is tighter, some places the Hashkacha is less tight. And that's what you ask me, you know, sometimes this is different degrees of Hashkacha, right? Some for the. Essentially, the Rabbanut, on a national level, the Rabbanut Mekomit is responsible for all Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maisos. Okay? And therefore, every Rabbanut Mekomit, pretty much everything, when Tenuva itself is not Mafrish. However, each Rabbanut Mekomit, before everything which gets into Tenuva's, whatever, into their warehouse plant, as the produce is coming in, there is a Mashkiach from the local Rabbanut, who is responsible to take care of the Hafrasha, Trumos, and Maisos.
So can you pretty much make the assumption that if you're buying from any major supermarket, then you're fine?
Correct. Correct. What?
Except Tivtan.
Okay, I don't know about
Tivtan. Presuming you'd ever shop at Tivtan.
What?
That's the pork restaurant, the pork supermarket.
Okay, again, I don't know. Again, no, it depends where they're getting it from. Because where are they getting it from? They're getting it from a warehouse, which is not owned by Tivtan. They're probably getting it from a Tivtan warehouse, or from the packing plant, which probably has, they should,
right? Tenuva doesn't do it, and that the
no, but the Rabbanut, but no, I said Tenuva itself doesn't do it, but the Rabbanut Mekomit does. You know, the responsibility is not with Tenuva, the responsibility is with the local Rabbanut.
If you're
at the supermarket level, or
the no, on the wholesale level, the packing plants, on the packing plant level, the Rabbanut Mekomit is responsible, and therefore, when everything is shipped out, it is supposed to be shipped with the Tuda from the local Rabbanut, that Shumus Maisos were taken. Okay? Therefore, again, as I said, there are different, you can have the extent of the mashgiach, this depends a lot on how on top of it the mashgiach is. The crazier it is, and the less staff you have, the more likely to have problems. All right, the better the hashgacha, the mashgiach will typically be more on top of it. Okay, and they sometimes will require that the farmers be mafish for various halachic reasons. Sometimes you mix in together food from here, food from there, different levels. Sometimes it will require each farmer being more mafish, and therefore some are makpid that if they don't know exactly who, you know, which if they're not sure that it was majin hashgacha, they will be mafish again misafek. It's a question. Goes back to a general question in terms of mahajir, not mahajir. Okay.
And if you buy, one last thing, because it comes up a lot for us.
Right.
If you buy things on the same Friday, people are selling either cherries, strawberries, whatever it might be on the side of the road.
So if you buy on the side of the road, you will probably assume that it's tevel. Okay, because it probably what?
You think they picked it right there?
If it's buying the road, it's probably their own home pick, no?
I have no idea. I'm just
you have to ask him where we got it from. I'm assuming this is mostly their own homegrown, and therefore I would assume it's probably tevel. Okay?
They don't know that
it's
what? Okay, so we'll get to okay. So the problem is what? When buying from the side of the road, vegetables is not such a problem because you can be mafish, as we'll see. Fruit is a bit more of an issue because then you have potential issues of orla. Okay? Not recommended to buy fruit on the side of the road, except for certain fruit, generally citrus fruit is not such a problem because very low incidence of orla by citrus fruit. But stuff, strawberries is not, there's no orla in strawberries. Strawberries are not a problem, strawberries have bug issues. Yes, but that's a washing issue. That's a separate issue. Okay? All right. Let's take a quick look at the afrasha here, and then I will then we'll practice. Okay? When I practice, we'll do. Okay? All right, so let's just read to you what it says here. Afrasha has different tevel, four easy steps. Number one, assemble together each type of produce. We mentioned that you have to give from each type, and you can't mix types. There's an interesting question. Let's say you have peppers, red peppers, green peppers, yellow peppers. Okay? Maker Adin, I believe that as long as it's the same kind of food, you can be mafish from one another. I don't think there's an obligation to cut off a piece of the red pepper and a piece of the green pepper and a piece of the yellow pepper. Okay, you can be mafish from one of the peppers and other peppers. Okay, that's correct?
Yeah, that's
okay, good. Okay. Two, separate more than one type of each type of produce for truma and for truma smaisa. This is true whether it's definite tevel or not definite tevel, because this you definitely have to. Now, when it's definite tevel, we also have to deal with, I put in lighter print, 9% of the remainder from 9% for the remainder of Ma'aser Rishon, because you have 1% there already plus another 9%, and then another 9% of Ma'aser if it's a year of Ma'aser Ani, because you took off 10, you left with 90%, and 10% that is 9%. Okay, we'll come back to this in a second. Three, say the Nusach HaFrasha or the short version at the bottom. Okay. If it's definite tevel with the bracha, and there's a little bit of an extra phrase, with two extra phrases, I put in these squiggly brackets, if it's definite tevel. Four, double wrap, or if it's double wrap, or double wrap, 1% plus, and dispose of, liquid you can pour down the sink. Okay, optional, if you have ma'aser rishon of tevel, to give to the levi, and if ma'aser ani, you can give either the ma'aser ani or an equivalent amount to tzedakah. Okay? So as mentioned, the bracha is said only if it's definite tevel. Now, then the nusach hafrasha we say as follows: Hayoter me'echad mi'mi'ah she'ishkan, harei ha'tshuma gdola b'tzad tzafon kol min amina.
Okay, let me just let's just say that I have the cherry tomatoes here. Okay, I'm not going to be mafish yet, so I'm going to be mafish, but let's illustrate perfectly. I have here a thing of cherry. It does have a whole bin of cherry tomatoes, which is probably about 50 or so. Okay, let's assume there are 50 here for argument's sake. Okay, let's north here is, yeah, north, that's east, so this is north. Okay, north is behind me. Right? That's east. This is this way. Okay, basically this way. Okay, so I have my fruit, I say, hey, okay, now I take off, let's say we said a little more, we said, if I have about 50 here, how much is a little bit more than 1%? Half, okay? If I have 50, okay, 0.5. So I have a half. So if I want, I could take, let's say, a small one. Okay, a small one is about half the size. Okay, let's just say, all right. Let's say I'll take a small one. Okay, here, yeah, a relatively small one.
You could take more, right? I mean, if you just
you
choose
can take
one.
Yeah, I could just take one, right? I'm just right. All right, it doesn't have to be, okay? So, Yeah, and this has to be set up.
You can take the worst.
Can you take a bad one? Okay, so when the shuma was given, you could not give one to the bear. Nowadays, it's going in the garbage anyway. As long as it's still edible, you can use it. If it's very rotten and it's not edible, you can. But if, let's say, this one's a little bit mushy, okay, this I could use if I wanted to. And there's not a ton of the base of Mikdash, I couldn't. But nowadays,
edible
I could.
Edible for a kela?
No, for human. I think it's
edible, you know, even though you wouldn't eat it yourself, but you, I think I would eat it. Someone would eat it.
What? You'll check?
Are you personally
okay,
have to
okay,
eat it?
Okay, okay. Check that, okay?
Say you have a quarter of your produce you bet. Is that considered part of...
If you're going to throw it straight in the garbage, you don't have to bother being mafish on it. I mean, again, it depends what you... what's totally not edible, it's not included, okay. Just throw in the garbage ahead of time.
Here's a real practical example in someone's garden. Some people may have a rule that if the fruit actually falls off by itself, then they won't eat it just because they don't know who's... Maybe some animal licked it or whatever.
Right.
It could look okay or whatever, but it's on the floor and you didn't pick it yourself. So I go out, I'm picking my fruit, and then I take one off the floor... And that's the one that I'm going to use take as my...
That's fine.
Because
that's
I just...
Fine.
If it falls on the floor,
that's
I don't know
that's edible.
There,
that's
so
edible.
It's edible. Yeah,
that's
so
perfectly
I would
fine. That's perfectly fine.
I wouldn't eat it.
That's perfectly fine. So I say, okay, so I have here more than 1%. So I say, this... Now, of here, remember, 1%, the half, is going to ultimately become the chumas maaseh. Whatever there's extra, I don't know if it's going to be 0.1, 0.01, 0.02, 0.5, maybe it's a bit half. Whatever it is going to be chuma. So I say, hayoter me'acha, but I have to make a special, definite place. So I said, hayoter me'acha me'ashishkan, what's more than the hundredth, okay? Hareo chuma gadola b'tzatzafon kol manam yinah. I say, here I only have 1 minute, so I have to say kol manam yinah. The northern side, which essentially I'm saying this part, the northern side, okay, is essentially becoming the chuma. Okay. Then I say, Oto echad me'ah she'eshkan, the 1%, which is basically going to be the non-northern part, 1% here. Va'ot tishach halakim kumotah betzat tzafon shel perot, and another 9% over here. So I have 1% here, 9% here. I now have 10% total. That is ma'aser rishon. Okay. That's going to be ma'aser rishon. Next, Oto echad me'ah. Now that I have my ma'aser rishon. I say the 1% over here, shasitiv ma'aser, which was declared ma'aser rishon. I saw chumat ma'aser, that should become chumat ma'aser. So now I have a little bit of chuma, chumas ma'aser here, the remainder of the ma'aser over here. Okay, and then I say u'ma'aser sheni bidromo. I say on this side, okay, on the southern side should be the ma'aser sheni. Ve'im tzech ma'aser ani. And if it's years 3 and 6 like now, the Ma'aser Ani should be over here. Okay? So we have here, essentially, by having said that, I designated Chuma, I designated Ma'aser, I designated Chuma's Ma'aser, and I designated either Ma'aser Rishon or Ma'aser Ani. Okay? And the only thing which I have to actually dispose of is going to be this. Okay? Now, if I want to actually give the Ma'aser Rishon, I can't really do that because I won't know where it is. It would be advisable for me ahead of time to take off, let's say there are 50 here, take off 5, okay, take off 5 and put them over here and say, I'm going to make this Ma'aser Rishon. Ma'aser Rishon should be here, okay, and this together with this Ma'aser Rishon, at least I now know what to give to the Levi. Okay, and this generally with the Ma'aser Ani, we generally give it to a Gavai Tzedakah. I had to somewhere to give it either contribute to Tzedakah, or to give it to a Gavai Tzedakah, or to Shlomi Rimi, or someone who will be able to give it out to distribute it to the Ani. Okay, now in years, let's just finish here. In years we have Ma'aser Sheni. Let's continue on. If it's Tevel, again make a bracha, and if not, and otherwise we just continue saying Ha'Ma'aser Sheni. If a few types, we say Kol Dagat Chiyuv, because there are different gradations. Some are the midaraisa, some midarabanan, some are safek, some are flogis, and therefore we say kol dagat chiyuv, each different level. Mechulal al pruta b'matbea miyuchad l'chavei beit hakneset shari tefillah l'chilul zeh. Okay, a person can use his own coin, or you can use a coin owned by somebody else. I have a coin for the shul set aside. If you use the coin for somebody else, you don't give a chomesh, you just give a pruta. If you're using your own coin, you say hu v'chum, so you have to give an additional 25%, but it doesn't make a difference because you put it on a pruta anyway. But you say hu v'chum sho, its value, and a fifth, which is really a quarter. Because if you have four and you add a quarter, you have five. So it's one out of the total. So you say hu v'chum sho al pruta. Okay?
So I'm talking about a coin which doesn't. You don't own it.
That's fine. As long as you have permission to use it, you can use somebody else's coin. Okay? If you want to use your own coin, that's fine. But you should know that a pruta is now about 15 agorot. Silver has shot up. And therefore, you can't use a 10 agorot coin anymore for afash shom samaisis because the 10 agorot coin is no longer a pruta. And therefore, by the way, also for tzedakah, a person who gives tzedakah 10 agorot at this point is giving less than a pruta. Okay, so you should. A person wants to give tzedakah of a pruta, I should give at least 20 agorot or 15. Well, you can't give 15 more either now. No fives, right? But 10 agorot giving is not even giving a pruta. So okay. So this year we don't have ma'aseh sheni with the vegetables. Okay, fruit, which is still from last year, would be fruit is still ma'aseh sheni. Okay. We'll get to that little part. I will have to have a sequence a follow-up, okay? Now, if there is revai, some people who planted gardens, you may have fruit, which is also, revai also has to be redeemed, and the same basic idea, we say if there's revai, it should be redeemed. Okay? Now, finally, and this is also relevant in the next to last box, sometimes the whole value of the ma'aser is not worth a pruta. Okay, so the ma'aser sheni again. So you can't say it should be worth its value because it's value less than a pruta. Even if it's worth less than a pruta, you still want. So then you say you don't want to be redeemed on a pruta. You redeem it on its own value. Okay, and let's say for example, if the whole ma'aser sheni is worth only 5 agorot, I'd say redeem it at 5 agorot on the coin. This takes us to a different issue which I'm not going to discuss. Maybe we'll have a little bit of time to get into. If not, we'll have to different follow up maybe next week or something. We call the pruta chamura. You can't affix ma'aseh sheni less than a pruta on a new coin. If the coin has kedusha already, you can add 5 agorot. But you can't take a new coin and just put 5 agorot on it since it's worth less than a pruta. Less than a pruta is not considered of monetary significance. You can't turn a coin into kedusha with just a pruta. Okay? All right. So this is basically what we have to do over here. As I said, the issue of... okay. I think we should maybe daven ma'ariv, and then we'll... No? Maybe we'll just daven ma'ariv, also the sphere we shouldn't be delaying necessarily, we have a meeting here, and then we'll distribute to everybody, and we'll go over it again, actually doing it. Okay? Okay, I think we should daven ma'ariv. Okay.
Okay, now
when you listen to, first of all, we have to take more than 1%. Okay, more than 1%. Say more than 1%. Right. If you want to take either a very small one, 1%. Actually, if you want to think about it. If you want, you can cut off. If you want a prat, you can cut off it. Basically, you need is a take the smallest one, I guess. Take the smallest one and make that the chumah. You'll have more than you need because essentially, if you have 11 here, right, you need 0.11. Okay, I'm sorry. For chumah, you need 0.11. A tenth is all you need. A tenth of the depth. If you wanted to cut off. So it's good to think in terms of eighths, right? You have quarter, you have half, 20, quarter, eighth, 16th, 32nd. So let's say if I had 10 here, really speaking, if I have 10 here, I want to be mafish, I need 0.1%. So if I cut off an eighth, that's already enough. Okay? All right, if I took off an eighth, it's enough. So if you want to, why don't we do that? How about the rest of this chumah? Okay, I'll cut off quarters. We'll be even nice, okay? We'll cut a few quarters. All right, we'll do it that way. I'm about to waste the whole tomato. Okay, so we'll cut some tomatoes into quarters, and this will be for the shuma. Okay. Okay, why don't you take a little quarter?
Okay.
What? Oh, you want to take that small one? Fine. Okay, let's pass it to the corner. I want to just take a quarter, and then maybe just put one back into the pool here, okay? Okay. Okay, what? Okay. Alright, we can do this side. This is a lot of weight. Let me try to make some. Just pass on the quarter to everybody. Okay. And we still need a quarter? Okay, fine. That's the joke. All right, so then, okay, that was just everyone should probably scoop back one of the cherry tomatoes in, so leave it at 10. Leave it at 10. It doesn't make numbers easier. Okay.
So again, get back one now?
Yeah, get back one now. I have to, you know, we'll leave this here for the pot, and I'll tell you what. Ellie, you want to take care of the, you'll take care of the, all these? Okay. Yeah, okay. Ravelli will take care of all. Well, I talk. Ravelli will take care of all this. Okay. How many we have here? Yeah. 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 For all that, and we'll separate this later. Okay. 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 So everyone should have here 10 and a quarter. Okay, everyone has 10 and a quarter. Okay, the quarter is going to be, okay. Maybe turn over this page here. Okay, and if you have a pen or something, just write like this. Okay, just write on it. You have the quarter. We know is going to be for them. It's going to be here. We'll put the quarter. We'll have the, now it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be near each other. Okay? So therefore the stuff should either be all on the table, if it's it shouldn't be closed up in bags. I guess the question what's considered mukhaf. Okay, so you have here the quarter which we're going to give ultimately for the chew. Okay? So we have here more than 1%, okay, because we have 10 here. Okay, a little more than 10. We need more than 10% is 0.1. We have here about 0.25, so we're clearly more than a tenth. So the extra, so the 0.15 is going to be for chuma. Okay, I could have even given you eighths, but all right, that'll be okay. Quarters, I don't have too much. Okay, so we have here the little bit is going to become, has the chuma in it, and what will become ultimately the chuma. Yeah. Take off one tomato, which is ultimately going to become the remainder of the maaser. Okay, take off one. I would take here, just to be on the safer side, I would take off one of the bigger ones. Just put it, designate this. Okay, this is supposed to be. Okay, put it, let's say, more on this side. Okay.
Now it doesn't have to mean a mukhaf?
What?
Now it's not mean
a mukhaf? It's also a mukhaf. It's all here. It's all, it doesn't have to be on the same plate. Okay? Put one on one side of the plate and one on the other side of the plate. Okay, this will be for the maaser rishon, this will be for the maaser on. If you want to put on, if you want to write on your thing, if you have a pen or something, maybe you have a pen. Yeah, if you want, you can find the back of this page. You can write over here. You have here the truma, and you have maaser rishon, and maaser onion. And maaser ani. If you want, you can do it that way. Okay, so you have one here for maaser rishon, one for maaser ani, and here thing for the truma. Okay, you want to do it that way, you can do it that way. This will be clear. Okay? Now, okay? We're going to say, we're going to mafish the truma, then the maaser. The maaser is going to be combined this plus some of this tomato. Okay, because you have 1% here, another 9% of what's in here. Okay, and then we're going to mafish the maaser ani. Okay, we'll give the maaser rishon, maybe a little bit extra here. All right, maybe more than the maaser rishon here, but okay, we'll give that to, we'll share it between the two levim. Again, as I said, we'll collect the afterwards, we'll collect the maaser ani, and we'll give that to Shlomi Rimi. Okay, we're going to be mafish first the truma, which is a little part of the eighth, part of the quarter. And then we're going to be mafish, okay, the remainder of the 1% in here, plus the remainder of the maaser rishon in another tomato. Okay.
Yeah.
Then we're going to be mafish the maaser ani, another tomato. Okay. Mm-hmm. The quarter which has the chuma and the chuma maaser, we're going to put into a plastic baggie and we're going to dispose. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. The maaser rishon we're going to give to our resident levian. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the maaser ani we'll collect and bring it over to Shlomi Yerimi, and that we will know that it's going to a first.
Since we're giving it to the two levian here. Isn't it their responsibility? I mean, if we don't give it,
you can.
But
he's going to have to start. But if he's going to have to start cutting, if we're going to give him the maaser, and he's going to have to start cutting off the tenth,
So start cutting off a tenth is going to become. The truth is, we could give him one, and then we could give it all to him and let him do it. But I want you to learn how to do it, because usually you're not going to do that. Okay.
Minus Phil or ten minus me or ten. If we collect the tomatoes, can't we give the whole?
You could do that, but I want people to learn how to do it themselves, because usually people are not going to do that. So if I want people, just I want to keep the nusach as it is. Okay. Since this is true, now the truth is the bracha should be said standing. Someone asked about b'mafish, the truma itself standing. In general, mitzvahs, so called mitzvahs, signs of mitzvah standing, although that's not as necessary. The bracha though should be said standing. So we'll stand for the bracha, and then we'll say the nusach. Each person just know though which he's giving for now. I put in parentheses, this is probably a little bit more than 10%. Certainly if I took a bigger one, you should take at least, actually, let's put it this way. You really only need 9%. Take one at least average. Okay, take one at least average, because you really need to give 9% for the Maaser Rishon, because you have 1% in here, and I'm sorry, so a little bit. So you really have in here more than I need for Maaser Rishon. That's why I said here, I'm also going to say the northern side of this. So let's say really, technically speaking, only this will actually be Maaser. Okay, whereas this is not going to be Maaser. So that's why I put in the nusach here, b'tzad tzafon shaperot she'i'ati l'maaser Rishon. Okay, and the Maaser Sheni also, if it's more than 10%, it's going to be a it's not going to be the whole thing here. It's going to be a little bit less, but I don't want to start cutting up the cutting this up.
Do you have to be specific, not put it then in an east-west line, because then there's really no north on it?
What?
If I have this in an east-west line, the north is over here, and then it's...
It doesn't really make sense.
I don't have to make sure it's facing north?
No, because I'm saying of this. Normally, as if I were Mafish, not from Tevel, I would just relieve all. Okay, let me just say, this is because we're Mafish, we're actually going to give it. If it's not Tevel, which is what the more common case, it's all just sitting here, Lemaisa, I'm not going to give the Maaser Rishon to anybody, I'm not going to give the Maaser Ani to anybody either. So I just have to take this off and throw this in the garbage. This, I just have to declare. But I'm going to eat it all, because it's only Suffolk, I'm not going to give it to Levi, I'm not going to give it to Ani, because it's a Suffolk, I'm going to eat it all, so I just have to declare it north-south, but I'm not going to do anything here. Here, because we want to actually give it, so I'm taking it off ahead of time. So this way I'll know what I want to ultimately give to the Levi and what I want to ultimately give to Shlomi Rimi. Okay? Okay.
Can we skip this first?
Right. We don't have to say Kol Min Al Mino. What?
No, the Maaser Sheni part of that.
The Maaser, yes. This year there's no point in saying Maaser Sheni, because it's not Maaser Sheni this year, except for the nectarines. It's a bit of a, if you do the nectarines, you should say Maaser Sheni, because it's a bit of a question about exactly when.
Okay. But he just picked them.
He just picked them, but okay, so vegetables follow when they picked. Fruit follow where they were holding on Tu B'Shvat. I don't know where those nectarines were holding by Tu B'Shvat, whether they started growing before Tu B'Shvat or after Tu B'Shvat.
It was like so therefore, if
okay. I don't know. Okay? Right. If it was from before Tu B'Shvat, it's Maaser Sheni still. If it's after Tu B'Shvat, then it's Maaser. So therefore, the nectarines, I would do both. Okay? So let's stand up for the bracha. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidashanu b'mitzvotav v'ziwanu mafresh shumot v'ma'asot hayoter me'achad v'me'ah sheyesh kan va'od tishach halakim k'maso b'tzad safon shel haperos sheya'ati l'maaser rishon. I tell me how many ashes can have your chuman dola? That's for
no.
That's for no. Oto achad mi mei ashes can. Vao tisha halakim kimoso. Besat safon shal peros. She ati le maser rishon. Harehu maser.
Harehu maser.
She ati rishon. Also, echad me'ash aziv maaser rishon, asui shumas maaser, u'maaser ani yehei b'tzad yomo
shel
maaser ani yehei b'tzad yomo ima shi'ati l'maaser ani. Okay. So we now have a little bit of Truma and Shumas Maaser here, which is put in the bag, and we'll just dispose of, test around. Okay? The one which is designated for Maaser, you can give to your closer Levi. Right, you want to give to the other Levi Dafki? Okay? This is Maaser. Okay? You can keep yours, David. Okay? You can
But if you're giving it to him,
you don't have to, right?
If you're giving it to him, he's liable to give some of it to me.
Right?
He's liable to give it 10% now.
What? Okay. My so Ani, let's just put in here Kafia, and then I'll pass over. I'll pass over to Shlomo. I'll just put back in here. The master Ani will put back in here.
So you want the tomatoes, or should we give money?
If you're hungry.
Put back in here. We'll give it to Shlomo.
Should we give him the tomatoes, or should we give him? Should I put money in there?
Yep.
Does the Mavorian?
What? This is the Maestro Ani.
Can I give? Does he want the tomatoes, or should I give money instead?
Right now, let's just give. For purposes, we're going to give these actual ones. Okay. In general, a person can give money instead.
Okay. And this is not how we're going to do it normally.
Normally, no. That's what we're doing here.
We're
going to get
next one. Okay. The self equation, I guess.
Okay. So now all you can, everyone can take a few more tomatoes now. Okay, take a few more tomatoes, you can take home. Okay, oh wow, look at that. Okay.
Here's the
already have.
Okay, fine. All right. There's a lot more to discuss. Okay. My son Ani will have to leave for a separate day. I want to get some time to. I don't really want to just. Maybe just we'll do that with follow up.
I think it makes sense to do a whole another follow up here on some of the more finer points than
Fine. So we'll have so I think we'll have a it's a little bit late, so we'll have a follow up shir of Eli what he prepared for tonight. So he has to give his shir, and we'll follow up with more details about the Maaseh Ani, because as you said, this is not so realistic every time to take one tomato and to go to. And to go to Shlomo Yerimi, we'll discuss options for giving tzedakah, instead, as far as doing that.
And what happened with the coin from Shari Tefillah?
Again, because there's no Maaseh, the coin is only from Maaseh Sheni.
I said that in the song.
Right, so you said, for fruit, where it may still be some Maaseh Sheni, or at least also you had Ravai. You also have to say Ravai.
Do you want to say Ravai? Because
it may be. There may be Ravai. You should say, Imiyash Perot Ravai. Okay.
It doesn't hurt to say that.
Also, the coin doesn't need to be there at the same time that you're doing the somewhere else. That's the point. As long as you say that.
But we have there a bunch of herbs, which we're not going to get into now. Okay, which also in Mafish. One thing after one, we saw exhibit, we kind of passed around. Some.
Do they have to be clean before you do transplants? Is that what you're saying?
It doesn't have to be clean before, but it's a good. I'm just saying, people who are using herbs in the gardens have to be very careful to wash them very well. There are some actual worms that we saw.
There are also
some smaller bugs that are not so easy to see.
Right.
That may not come off in Washington. Some also some that actually in the leaves. So people who have herbs in the garden have to be very, very careful to wash them very thoroughly. Some are not so easy to wash.
So we have some rosemary in the garden. We want to use it for
and parsley.
You can make this some money if it's terrible.
We'd have some rosemary.
I think it's a discussion.
Okay.
Yeah, is there a difference with the pasiflor? Because if you believe it's boypre, it's a boypre adama, it's the same.
As far as what?
Pasiflor.
As far as what?
Problem
that. Forgetting the oil thing. I was just saying, it doesn't matter. Boypre, it's boypre adama, it's still the same.
Everything here is the same. Yeah.
And if it's hefker, then do you have to do it? If someone has it in the grown in their house so along the fence and they say it's hefker, anyone can take who wants. And you have that here. You have them on the streets with the people growing on the outside towards the sidewalk and they let the kids come and take.
That's not hefker.
I'm not talking about Orla now.
It's not hefker. It's still theirs. Even if they let people use it, they're being nice, but I don't think I'd call that hefker.
It's still their property.
When someone says, after Shemitah says, I'm leaving a carton of wine outside my house, it's hefker. Who wants to take it can take it.
If he, let's say, for example, he wanted to stop here. He didn't want someone coming. He can tell him, I don't want you coming. Mm. Right? If it's hefker, which is just he lets you take it.
I'm not saying the difference between that and leaving a case of wine out after Shemitah and saying it's hefker.
Again, if you declare it's hefker, no, because there's a difference between what is yours, what grows as hefker is one thing, what grew chayev, and then your mafkir remains chayev.
Okay, stuff which never was chayev. Right? If I were to take these tomatoes now and put them out on the street and say hefker, they were mine at one point when I processed them, so they were continued to have a chayev. Okay.
Okay.
So something which is growing, someone's growing. I don't think you can call hefker because they could certainly stop someone from coming over.
We'll talk about that more also next time.
Let's talk about that. Okay.
As a flower, they also didn't grow for the fruit. They just grew for a nice covering.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
In the Nusach Hem, we're talking about, you know, pretending this is Maaseh Sheni, even though I'm not necessarily.
Well, so this year we skipped it because the vegetables that are grown this year or collected this year, more accurately, are Maaseh Sheni.
But the
fruit
is Maaseh Sheni.
There's no Maaseh Sheni, because this year is the third year of the Shemitah.
But you're saying that, but you're telling the fruits are Maaseh Sheni, and most of them are fruit trees.
The fruit which began growing before Tu Bishvat would be Maaseh Sheni still. So what you're going to get, what?
We don't know. Something. We have fruit now, we see it on the tree, and it's ready to eat. Right. We don't know.
So it's ready now, that's what I'm saying. So when you suffix, you should say both.
You don't know, it doesn't hurt to say both. You don't know, you close together.
That's the question.
What?
Do you know where the coin is?
It's somewhere, I don't know, I'm not sure, but it's...
What's the Nusach Katsuk?
Right, now.
Is that instead?
No, yes. There is, if a person... let's say for example, a person doesn't have time or doesn't know, or it's too complicated for them to say the whole Nusach. Okay, or let's say for example, you're visiting somebody who's not Mafish Chumus and Maisus, okay, you're visiting a relative who's not Frum, and you want to be Mafish, and you don't want to start sitting there for a whole, so what do? You get your plate, so you cut off a little bit, you put to the side, but you don't want to sit there, right? you don't want to sit there in front of your host. No, holiness, okay. So therefore, you can say a short version that you say all our flesh of Trumas and Maisos should take effect according to the Nusach that I have.
Fine, but that doesn't include it. You still have to say the Bracha.
If it's Vada, make the Bracha plus the Nusach.
Most of the time you're at somebody's house, it's usually assumed that it's a Suffolk tell if you don't know where things came from.
Unless he told you, I just picked this from my garden.
If he told you that, then you're right.
That would happen. Because the guy says, oh, I'm so proud of the stuff in my garden here, try these fresh whatever, so then
the short version is good for, is either if a person doesn't have time or it's complicated, it gets confused by the whole Nusach, or...
No, the short version doesn't include Ani, does it?
This one
is
not
scrolling.
No, Masrot includes Maisrot.
You also have to do the Maaseh Sheni after the Makala.
We'll talk about this more next week. But so, we're also on Shabbos. There are some questions about being mafresh on. I mean, there's a problem being mafresh on Shabbos. Okay. So the short Nusach on Shabbos. We'll talk about it next Thursday night.
We'll have a follow up.
Does that make sense? We'll check it, but tentatively.
Is it going to be a long day because the kids are off? That's the only Thursday.
Yeah. We'll talk about it during the week.
Because there will be a follow up, which we'll discuss all quantum tales and we'll talk more about them. But you'll see at least how to go about doing it. As I mentioned, this is all for Tevel Vada. If, and this I think is important just to end with, if it's not Tevel Vada, which is often the common case where a person is doing Misafek, you don't need to set aside the Maaseh Ani, the Maaseh Sheni, the Maaseh Ani, and the Maaseh Rishon, because you're not going to practice Givit. You still have to take off the more than 1%. Okay, so if you're having 10, so you take off about an eighth. If you have 20, so you have to give 0.2, so you take off about a quarter. If you have 30, so you have to take off 0.33, so you can take off about a half. If you have 40, you have to take off 0.4, also half good for that. At 50, a little bit more than a half, etc.
So then
if you're going to give the Maaseh Ani, then you have to know the Maaseh Rishon, you have to know what you're giving. Right. If you decide you don't want to give the Maaseh Rishon, you rely on the fact that Phil can't prove he's really a Levi. But again, you don't have to set it aside, because
And the same thing, if you have various arrangements by giving tzedakah, it's also less critical to set aside the ma'aser ani, because you're going to end up giving money anyway, and therefore there's not as much of a need to identify which specific tomato is going to be the tomato of ma'aser ani. Okay? So we here, because we're actually giving both to the proper recipients, so we want to make sure we know exactly which is which. If you're not giving them ma'aser rishon, you don't have to bother taking it out. If you're not giving them ma'aser ani itself, you also don't have to specifically say. You have to still say where it's going to be, but you don't have to actually take it out.
You actually have to know our directions. You have it here. It's fun. No, whatever that is. Right. I mean, if I don't know where I am, if I'm in my house,
you
fine,
just say the northern part. Right. Whatever the northern part.
When you showed it to
the
us,
northern part will
make
be
sure you're aware that this was the north and that was the right. south. But I'm in someone's house. I'm not going to ask them which is the north and which is the south. I'm saying something.
But it doesn't make whatever the northern side is. Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Some use that, say, some use that, but then the
lower
level.
Right,
you
have
to
point.
Okay.
How long do you have a coin? Can I just set a coin aside?
You can set a coin aside. Okay, Rav Eli will
speak about the Shava Pruta issue next week, or next time.
Sure that I said it depends what coin you set aside. Say, right now, Pruta is about 15 overall. If it's less than a Pruta, you have to have something on there before, but if you want, you can use your own coin. Okay?
We're only saying it's not the point is
for vegetables only begin next year, and for fruit, if there's any fruit still left over from that began right before the Shabbat. The summer fruits are not going to be summer fruit. Oh, for a vial. No. Fruit, you're always going to have the issue of the vial.
Yeah, potentially.
Right. You always have to say. So fruit, you always have to say, because you may not have, let's say, for example, the sun will be 50 and not have the same, but you still need the coin because the food may have revived, maybe perished have revived. From the fourth year, it also has to be redeemed.
I'm sorry, you use your own coin and it has to be worth.
You can use your own coin, however, it has to be at least a half a shekel.
Yeah.
Okay, because you need to be pulled on at least fifteen agorot. So put is worth now by 15 agorot. So if you have a half a shekel coin, you can use it 3 times. If you have a shekel coin, you can use it 6 times.
And then more.
And then you have to destroy it or redeem it onto somebody else. Okay.
That's what we do.
All the alternative is what I said, to use, I have a coin that you can use on that, and then you don't have to worry.
Destroying it, like if you throw it in the ocean.
Destroy the ocean or take two flyers. Or what you can do is you can redeem it, you take, let's say, a little bit of food, and you say the kedusha of this coin is redeemed onto this food, and the food
so explain why out. Your coin is able to take so much.
I have a 10 shekel coin, and then I say when the 10 shekel coin gets filled, I have a 5 shekel coin, and I say I want all the kedusha from the 10 shekel coin to go on a pruta of the 5 shekel coin.
And then it opens up the 10 shekel again.
Right, so I can get about 60 or so, 60, 70 on the 10 shekel coin.
And then
when that gets filled, it goes on to a pruta of the 5 shekel coin.
And then
the 5 shekel coin is good for 30 times?
60.
So 60 times 30, so I can get on these two coins, I can get 1800.
And you actually keep track of the 1800?
I don't keep track, but every once in a while I empty the 5 shekel coin. So I'm assuming there haven't been 1800 half 5 shekel coins.
For us to be yotzi on your coin, do we have to have it, you know?
No. I give you permission to use it.
Thank you.
Okay. One of the changes of our mission to our field coming to this year.